This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the beginning of the second half of the 2025 regular legislative session.
Senate Bill number 79, Senator from...
Tuesday afternoon and evening were dedicated to Senate Bill 79. Senator Curtis Gregory of Marshall is the sponsor. He says his proposal would modify provisions relating to health care.
What this would do is would have allowed the Missouri Farm Bureau to sell health coverage to its members.
During discussion on the floor of the Missouri Senate, Senator Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County was among the senators who would like to see some additions made to this legislation.
Insurance companies are for-profit companies, and I think that there need to be some basic guardrails to make sure that there's some parameters that are consistent.
Missouri senators gave first-round approval to Senate Bill 79 on Tuesday evening. On Thursday morning, the Missouri Senate sent this measure to the Missouri House of Representatives for its consideration.
For a motion on Senate Bill 190.
Hearing no objection.
Missouri senators spent part of their Wednesday afternoon on Senate Bill 190, legislation that seeks to establish tax credits for certain engineering degrees. Senator Justin Brown of Rolla is the sponsor. However, he wasn't able to be at the Capitol, so Senator Gregory handled the bill in Senator Brown's absence.
This legislation is modeled wholly on the state of Oklahoma. They have language down there that this is very similar to.
Discussion briefly turned to charter schools. Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Doug Beck of Afton talked about the differences between when a public school fails and a charter school fails.
What happens to all their funds, all their properties, all the things that the taxpayers pay for? Where does that all go? You know what? Nobody can answer that question.
Senate Bill 190 has been set aside for a future consideration.
Senate Bill number 61, Senator...
Monday afternoon and evening saw time spent on Senate Bill 61. Senator Ben Brown of Washington is the sponsor. He tells his colleagues this legislation would modify provisions relating to professional licensing.
One of the most pressing issues facing our state is the current labor shortage.
During discussion on the floor of the Missouri Senate, Senator Patty Lewis of Kansas City mentioned she serves on the committee that heard this bill.
I think in committee you talked about you want, you know, Missouri to be a state where people want to come to and a welcoming state where people, you know, can work and thrive.
Missouri senators gave Senate Bill 61 preliminary approval on Monday evening. Thursday morning, the Missouri Senate voted to send this proposal to the Missouri House of Representatives for similar consideration.
Good morning, Madam Chairwoman, members of committee.
Among those measures still undecided is Senate Bill 13. Senator Justin Brown is the sponsor. On January 22nd, he told the Missouri Senate Families, Seniors, and Health Committee this measure seeks to enact provisions relating to insurance coverage of pharmacy services.
Senate Bill 13 directly addresses these issues by prohibiting insurers and PBMs from discriminating against 340B providers.
Senate Bill 13 is ready for full Missouri Senate discussion.
Morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee.
Senator Stephen Roberts of St. Louis sponsors Senate Bill 36. Also on January 22nd, he told the Missouri Senate Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence Committee his proposal would create provisions relating to compensation for wrongful convictions.
This bill expands provisions under which wrongfully convicted individuals may receive compensation from the state for their time spent in prison.
For the body,
Senate Bill 36 is also ready for full Missouri Senate discussion.
You've heard the motion from the senator.
Session will resume on Monday.
That motion.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.